USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is blasting a proposal to increase stimulus checks to Americans who he says don't need the money.
What struggling people really need is for Congress to stop focusing on targeted relief for them specifically and to instead send thousands of dollars to people who don't need the help.
The Kentucky Republican using his opening comments to say under a new proposal from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, a family of five making $250,000 a year and did not suffer any job losses this year will get $5,000 in stimulus checks. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it was inevitable that a new strain of COVID-19 would arrive in the United States, but he says the good news is that it doesn't seem to make people more sick or lead to more deaths. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Good news if you're one of those struggling to find employment during the pandemic.
Unemployment Aid will continue to provide a lifeline for millions of workers who continue to struggle to find a job amid the coronavirus pandemic. Now that President Trump's signature is on the $900 billion stimulus bill, the Department of Labor says it does not anticipate that eligible claimants will miss a week of benefits and should be added soon to unemployment benefits. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As we head into 2021, one of the things many people are keeping their eye on is cybersecurity. In December, a massive computer breach allowed hackers to spend months exploring numerous U.S. government networks and private company systems around the world. Cybersecurity expert Lisa Garber saying,
hopefully the next administration and the one after that will start to get a bit more specific as to what the United States policies will be.
Garber also saying on Fox News, the hackers only have to be right once. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As we take a look back at some of the top coronavirus stories of 2020, the first reports of the respiratory virus began circulating just before the new year. It was mid-March when the first major outbreak of coronavirus took place in a Seattle area nursing home. Washington Democratic Governor Jay Inslee dealt with the first outbreak.
And we also know that an increased risk of rapid spread of COVID-19 among persons who are living in congregate settings, such as long-term care facilities, and most residents of long-term care facilities are at increased risk of this virus.
Nations around the world struggle to find balance between protecting the health of their citizens and protecting their wallets. California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom was one of the first to announce a statewide stay-at-home order on March 19th.
That we direct a statewide order for people to stay at home. That directive goes into force and effect this evening, and we are confident that the people of the state of California will abide by it.
California continuing with some of the most restrictive lockdowns, yet the cases have still not subsided in the state. The San Antonio Spurs have the first woman to serve as an NBA coach during a regular season game. Assistant coach Becky Hammon filling in last night after head coach Greg Popovich was kicked out in the first half of the Spurs game against the Lakers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.